Hi, this is a physical examination for Ms. Lawson Malinda, or Malinda Lawson, M-A-L-E-A-L-A-W-S-O. Continuation of petition from 013-00 for the data service 12-22-2022. The physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 121 over 97, pulse is 79, respiratory rate is 20, temperature is 98 degrees, height is 5'2", and weight is 100. This is a 16-year-old African-American female of a good-built, nutrition alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Patient doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain faces. She appears to be anxious but not allergic. Good attitude and demeanor is present. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient will walk very well with an adaptive device. The rest of the exam is same from the template. In the neurological examination, that is normal. In the muscular examination, please mind that there is a spare the extensor muscles of the cervical spine and thoracic spine and paraspinal muscle from C1 to all the way to T12 and also all the way to the F5. The entire paraspinal system is all in spare bilaterally with several trigger points. Other than that, so the muscles are normal with no atrophy, tenderness, spasm, or any fasciculation, abnormal tremors or clonus observed. In the musculoskeletal examination, is as follows. The inspection is normal and pelvis normal. Please use the blood. Spine tenderness, mild tenderness is noticed in the L4, L5, L5, S1 and bilateral separate leg joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present throughout from C1, C2 to all the way to L5 and S1. And there is a tenderness in the L5, L4, 5, L5, S1 and bilateral sacral leg joint with hypertonicity of the muscle 2+. Range of motions are reduced. Cervical spine is forward flexion 30, extension 40. Bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 25. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain as follows. In cervical spine, Hoffman is negative. Sperling sign is positive, Lerman test is positive, distraction test positive, set Soto-Hall test negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test negative. Lumbar Brzezinski cut test was negative, fit leg raising test positive 35 degrees, control lateral leg rest test is positive, Bregard negative, temp test positive, Bevin sign negative. Sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness of both the sacroiliac joint is noticed, and there is a standing flexion test is positive, a compression test positive, distraction test positive, Faber is positive bilaterally, and central burden is negative. The extremities examination is completely negative, unremarkable. And chest examination was also unremarkable, but no fractures. The breath sounds are pretty good and good expansion of the chest. Diagnosis. Extremities examination, please use this from the template. This is 89.2 XXG. R42, F41.1. Muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M4.0. Blunt trauma to the left and pain. The cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, 53.82. S13.4XA, M54.9, 54.6, M51.24, S23.3.XA, lumbar M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XA, acrylic spine M46.1. Plan of care is as follows. The patient is not being put on any opiate, so it doesn't apply. If the goal thing is from the split, and objectives is from the template. Monitoring is not needed. The periodic evaluation is not needed. Review of the stratification is not needed. Maps have been reviewed, and urine screen has been ordered and has not been ordered. It's not needed. Opioid pain act is not required because the patient will not be placed on opioids. The treatment plan is from the template. First is physical therapy is being ordered 2 times per week, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, bilateral sacroiliac joints, and chest with traction massage aquatherapy. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medication, following medication are provided. Motrin 600 mg twice a day for 30 days to help in inflammatory. Acefax 20 mg twice a day, 30 tablets for stomach protection. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 5% is provided for topical pain relief. Voltaren gel 3% for topical pain relief. Narcotic analgesics, none are being provided. Non-pharmacological modality, yes. Home access plan, yes. Psychiatry, referral to psychiatry, yes. Patient is being referred to children's psychiatric or pediatric psychiatrist this time to help with her depression, anxiety, TSD. Club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being warranted right now. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, none. Patient does not have very many symptoms or TBI at this time. No headaches are reported. So we'll hold it off. If she continues to have any issue with the TBI, we'll refer her. Other care case was not warranted. Past medical records have been released. Investigations, no investigation being ordered. DME is already has been provided with back brace, is being provided with the back brace and neck brace. Education, yes. Weight loss program, none. This, and the follow visit in 10 days. Direct contact, yes.